I am on the phone with Sharonda Mitchell, who is a gospel artist that you may have heard with people like Smokey Norful and Sherry Jones Moffitt, but she is now doing a solo thing. Sharonda, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy.
I told you off the air that I've been talking to Memphis people for the last week. And I read your bio and it said that you're a Memphis native. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the water in Memphis, Tennessee.
We are everywhere.
I absolutely love it. It's great to have you on my show today. And I had the opportunity to listen to a brand new single. But before we do that, let's talk about your family. Like a lot of people who sing gospel, they get their start in church, of course. Do you have a family that sings, or how did this come about for you?
Yes. So it's like it's in our genes, right? Mm-hmm. So my mom, my grandmother, everybody can hold a tune.
Okay, come
and
on.
So it just kind of came on down through the genes. And So, yes, I started off in church singing my first solo at the age of 4. Mm. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Of course.
My brother, who was 6, played the organ for me.
Aww. That is so cool. I was talking to Lisa Noel Smith, and we were talking about how families, I can hold a tune with my siblings, but if I was to sing next to you, I wouldn't know what to do. So I just think that it's so much, you know, unification when you're singing and your whole family does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's that internal chemistry that's only a gift from God.
Absolutely. Well, you have been, like you said, singing and doing background for other people, like I mentioned, Smokey Norful and more. But you decided, well, God decided, that it is time to strike out on your own. And you have this brand new song. It's called I'm Healed. Before we play it, tell me where that came from.
You know, it is said that one of eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in a lifetime. And I never knew that I would be that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it totally caught me by surprise. I'm thinking, hey, I'm a young lady. I'm doing right by my health. And that's why my message now is get your mammogram. Mm-hmm. I know that Breast Cancer Awareness Month has ended, but I'm telling people all the time, you never know.
Yeah.
I had no symptoms, no traditional lumps or anything like that, and cancer was there.
Mm.
And so from that situation, I literally would hit record on my phone and sing everything that I was feeling while I was going into the cancer center.
Wow.
And that turned into a full album called Voice Notes, I Am Healed.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
Yes. It's definitely been a learning process, you know, and it's been a reminder that, you know, God has a time for all of us. I've been trying to record music a while, but it wasn't until I went through cancer that God allowed me to move on out there and even be on this call with you.
I love it. I love you for that. So listen, is the whole project out or have you just released the new single?
The whole project is out. I'm just putting a special emphasis on track number 4, I Am Healed.
Well, this song is definitely a signature song for you at this point. And for someone who is going through cancer treatment, recovery, all of those things, this one is for you. It's Sharonda Mitchell. It's called I Am Healed on the Detroit Praise Network.
Sickness healed.
That is Sharonda, and it is called I Am Healed on the Detroit Praise Network. Man, this is powerful, and people need to hear it. It could be healing from substance use. It could be healing from trauma. There are a lot of reasons why you need to be singing this song.
Absolutely. It goes from physical to even mental. So many ways that we all need to be healed.
How do we find you and how do we find this song?
You know, I am consistently named Sharonda K. Mitchell on all of my platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. It is Sharonda K. Mitchell, and my music is on all music outlets. Wherever you buy music, you can just type in Sharonda K. Mitchell, and I will come up, and I'll be so grateful to have your support.
Well, I am following you right now as we speak, and I loved having a conversation with you. Anytime you're in Detroit, coming up from Memphis, come see me.
Yes. Same here. It's been an honor to talk to you. I've heard so many great things, so I'm just truly honored to be on this call with you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.